שם הוא ירים תורה, למד א', בעזרת השם, like we learned yesterday on the charity, זירו לכם לצדקה. Almost in part גימל, עם תורה למד א'. ומערב and the west, זה המקבץ הצדקה, היינו אני. This is the one that gathered all of the donations, all of the charity. It's the poor person. בבחינות, in aspects of what it's written, וממערב, הקבצך, הקבצך. From the west, I'm going to bring you back to the borders of Kedusha. This is actually the secret of what we're doing here, all of us, because we're all very, 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 very poor. Each and every one of us, very poor. One is poor with money, one is poor from wisdom, one is poor from Kedusha, one is poor from all of those aspects and more that we don't want to mention now in front of the public. But, ממערב הקבצקה, that הקדוש ברוך הוא is using us to bring other people to the Kedusha. There was a story that Rabbeinu told that there was a city, it was a king, that he wanted to conquer a certain city, but that city had a very thick wall. And he brought all of his best warriors, soldiers, to try to conquer, to break that wall, to conquer that city. And in a long battle, he lost all of his soldiers. All of his soldiers died. The people from that city were fighting also, fighting back. They lost a lot of people, but still they won. So the king went back and took the second group of soldiers of his. And they came, all of them, and all of them died on that wall. Second group, third group, and all of the army died. Mamasht, he lost all of his soldiers. And then he's standing alone in front of that huge wall. And he realized that even though that he lost all of his soldiers on that wall, the damage that they damaged the wall with all of their fights is very, very big. They caused a huge crack in the wall. And he realized that now, even with a much small power, he's going to be able to conquer the city. So he went back to the city and called the women and the old people and the children, and they all came with him. And they conquered that city. So this is actually what that goes on now in this generation. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had already our Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov forefathers. And he had the Tanaim and the Amoraim and all of the generations of the holy genius people. And they all made what they could, but they all died in that battle. And no one completed it. But now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking and he sees that there is a way to conquer that war with us, with those poor people, with the weak people, with the tired people, with the depressed people, with the confused people, with us. And Adrabah, like that Rabbeinu is saying, V'zen, this is what it's written, Yoter mima sheba'al habayit osei ma'ani, more than the ba'al habayit, the one that donates, gives to the poor person, ha'ani osei ba'al habayit. The poor is doing with the ba'al habayit, with the rich. The fact that you are taking from him, you're helping him, you're saving him. No. It's from heaven. What do you want from heaven? Heaven wants to play music. Mamash, talking to us, blowing all of the sadness from our veins, from the blood, bringing back the pulse to work in the right beat, that we're all going to be drummers, that we're all going to be happy, going to flow. Yes, have to flow for Avodat Hashem. Kikara tnu'a. Here, look what Rabbeinu is saying. Because the main way of movement have to flow. have to move. Rabbeinu said, don't be dry wood. Don't be made by dry wood. You have to water trees. You have to go and to water other people. You cannot be dry in your Avodat Hashem. No. I have my schedule. I have my Seder. I need to finish Shas in 2 years. I decided for myself that I have to be sick and dry. Don't. You have a wife. You have friends. There are people who need your help, need your hand. Can make your rabbi happy. Kikar HaTnu'a, because the main movement, Mima'arav LeMizrach, from the west to the east, from the place of sunset to the place of sunrise, means that actually the ones that are low, the ones that are in darkness, they are the ones that moving everything, everything. Because our prayers, you can never imagine the greatness of our prayers, how much we're achieving with our prayers. Simple tefillot, simple words of itbodedut, bevakasha, please, Ribono shel Olam, make me happy, let me want to go to the Beis Midrash, let me want to learn Gemara, please, give me that will. You can never imagine what you're doing with those simple words. They count so much, that there is nothing that is more important than that. Nothing that you can do in this world that's going to be bigger and more important than to talk and share with Hashem Yitbarach everything. By that you're crowning Hashem Yitbarach. You're making Hashem Yitbarach to rule in this world, to be the king. You're saying Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Le'olam Va'ed. You're crowning Hashem Yitbarach. And if you're the lowest one of them all, the last one, the worst one, even more so. So you are crowning Hashem Yitbarach in the place that Hashem, so to speak, could not reach those places because they're so filthy, so contaminated. So you should be so happy that Hashem loves you so much that He lets you crown Him in those cracks, in those horrible places. When you know that it's Hashem, you're illuminating those awful darknesses. And you're bringing Hashem Yitbarach to rule, to be the king in this world. And we have to believe in that, have to know that for sure, and have to believe in it. The mitzvah, the obligation of faith, it's to believe in things that you cannot grab with your eyes. It's not something that you grab with your wisdom. This is the obligation, to believe. And the faith is in the nights, v'munatcha balelot. And you have to believe in those places. Rav Shalom said, that faith, to know that knowledge, that it's a faith, to believe that everything is good. Pgam HaBrit, it's good. Doing horrible things, it's good. To have in your, how you said, in your resume?
Background.
That you have horrible sins in your resume, written. Written in blood. What can you do? Your hands are wet from blood, full with blood. What can you do? To believe that it's all good, Rav Shalom said, you should believe in it. You cannot tell it, you cannot see it, you cannot know it. You have to believe in it. You have to believe that if Rabbeinu said, Hakol letova, that if the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo said, Le'olam ya adam ragil omar kol David rachmana letav avid, call everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. It's the only obligation that's written in the Shulchan Aruch that a person have to remind himself that daily. Le'olam, always, ya adam ragil, the person have to get used to say, whatever that Hashem is doing, he's doing from a good reason. You have to say that. It's the only obligation like that in Shulchan Aruch. You have to believe in that. Everything. Just you have Yetzer Hara that is talking Lashon Hara and saying bad things on you to frame you, to, that you're going to hate yourself and that you will be sad and depressed and not going to have the will to serve Hashem. But when you're crowning Hashem Yitbarach, you fill yourself with joy, with happiness. You have a desire to learn more Torah, to come again to the Beit Midrash, to learn another class, to do another Yitbodedut, because you made it, you achieved it. And from that, the Yetzer Hara is afraid the most. That you're going to be happy, this is it. He lost everything. He lost all, he revealed all of his cards. This is it. In that moment that you're happy in your Avodat Hashem and you don't care, so I'm falling. Can you fall more than David HaMelech that fell? Can you fall more than Abraham Avinu that fell? Can you fall more than the holy fathers, the holy righteous people that crashed through the generations? Can you fall more than them? You cannot. And they were happy. And you should be happy too, to thank Hashem. And even if it's hard for you, say, let me thank you. Give me the merit. Make me sober. Make me awake to see that it's all good, that it's all you. Let me remember that it's all you. Let me see and recognize that it's you over there. When you're doing that, you're illuminating darkness. Your darkness, and actually you're attached to the rest of Am Yisrael, because all of Am Yisrael are bound together. So you're illuminating their lives also. You're illuminating the lives of your relatives or of all of the ones that connected to you. Hainu, it means Sheikara Asiya, that the main action, Ha'ani Osei Im Baal HaBayit. The poor one is doing with the Baal HaBayit, with the rich one. Veda, and you should know, She'en Kiyum Emunah, that you cannot have faith, faith cannot stand, Ela Al Yedei Bechinot Brit, just only by aspects of covenant. Bechinot, in aspects of what it's written in Tehilim, Uveriti Ne'emenet Lo, that covenant that I have, the agreement that I have with Hashem, is ne'emenet lo. That's going to bring the faith, the loyalty. V'zeu she'ne'emar, and this is why that it's written, Brit b'Shabbat. When a person is defecting the covenant, the Brit, the Kedusha subject, immediately is falling to depression, to sadness. People that have Pgama Brit, they are the ones that are very close to sadness, to depression. People that are also married, people that not keeping that mitzvah in Kedusha, they're very close to sadness. This is the main reason of sadness, it's lack of purity, of Kedusha. And it starts with the eyes. And if a person is going to close his eyes, he will be happy. Because he will not going to have no reason to fall to sadness. Why you're sad? Because you're looking, someone else is succeeding more than you. Someone else has something that you also desire. So this is why a person becomes to be sad. Because he's looking, he's opening his eyes, so he's not happy with his share. He's not samach bechelko. Why? Because he's not in his territory at all. He's looking on other places. This is why he's frustrated and sad. If you're going to close your eyes, you're looking, what you have, what you achieved in your life, it's amazing. And again, we're talking to the worst one here in this class. To the worst one in the world. To the worst one. What did you have, what did you got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Creator, it's incredible. You cannot evaluate it at all. You can never imagine how many good, eternal gifts the Creator gave you. He made you to be a Jew, that he connected to you to the Jewish nation, that he gave you eternal life. Kol Yisrael eshlem chalek la'olam haba. All of Am Yisrael have a share in the world to come. A share. Let's say the smallest share of them all. In the train that's going to save you out from Auschwitz, you don't have a seat. You have to stand on one leg, okay? All right. I'm not going to hear you complaining in that ride. Sorry. You're going to sing and you're going to dance and you're going to be so happy. And eternal life, it means that whatever you're going to have, it's just going to grow and going to develop and going to be higher and purer and more beautiful and more and more and more forever. Forever and ever and ever. So it means that you're going to start with the minimum. You're going to have one penny in the beginning. But after 10,000 years of eternal life, what you're going to have? You're going to have a fortune. And after 1 million years of eternal life, and it's never going to end. This is what it means, eternal life. So what do you care what you're going to have in the world to come? You have a world to come. And all of the punishments that are written, that people are going to have them because of sins that they made, it's only if you haven't done tshuva. If you insulted someone, all of those things, it's only if you haven't done tshuva. If you keep on holding in your violent approach, and you keep on sinning, and you justify yourself, and you're not back off, then that person is going to be punished. But if you're doing tshuva, you're not going to be punished on nothing. This is the secret of tshuva. And as much as we're going to talk about it, the clouds are covering our eyes that people cannot realize the greatness of that simple gift of tshuva. Just confess. Just confess. Just say, please, Ribono Shel Olam, help me to confess. And start. And just say, I'm sorry, Hashem, I wasn't praying like I should. I wasn't behaving like I should. Please help me to learn how to do tshuva better and to how to confess and to please you and to make you happy and that everyone going to forgive me. Generally, with your abilities, Hashem is not expecting your tshuva to be in the level of the tshuva of our chief rabbi, Rav Shalom Arush. No one is expecting you to be able to go deep into the sources and the reasons of why you sinned. You're not there yet. Now, in your level, you need to reveal your heart to say, please, Rav Shalom, I feel so far from Kedusha that I don't know what to do with myself. And I'm begging, please, Ribono Shel Olam, let me realize what is my job, what is my task in life, what should I do, what is my mission, what should I complete, what should I accept on myself with love. And if I'm all wrong, so educate me. You're the one that gives the wisdom to the person. Give me your wisdom, give me for your wisdom, from your wisdom. That we're going to be wise, not that we're going to think that we're wise, but really we're going to be pure and wise. And this is the highest level of itvodedut, of tshuva. Like Rabbeinu said, if you have siyata dishmaya, means help from heaven, while you're doing itvodedut, you're going to talk to the Creator like you're talking to your best friend. Not in Lashon HaKodesh, and not in imaginations, and not in nonsense. Like you're talking to your best friend. And Rabbeinu said that you can talk in Yiddish. Yiddish, it's not higher than English. It's a language that they were talking in that generation. And today you need to talk to the Creator in the language that you understand, that you can express yourself in the best way. And if you're, I told you in the beginning of me teaching in this class, it was a huge effort for me to speak English and in the house to speak Hebrew. I would come to the yeshiva and thinking I was hearing my thoughts in Hebrew. And when I came to the house, after 4 hours in the yeshiva, I would answer my wife and my kids in English immediately. This was the beginning. So my wife, she was laughing at me. She said, no, no, we need to call Father the Rebbe. Yes, Arav, Arav, yes, Arav, Arav, Arav. Forgot that you're a rabbi in the house, came to teach us. So, for me it was very hard, and I was finding myself in the Itbodeduyot that I was talking to Hashem Yitbarach in English. Now, Baruch Hashem, I get rid of that habit. Baruch Hashem. Pass that part, Baruch Hashem, in my life. Maybe you're going to pass it also one day. But it's a shalav. One of the Avrechim from this class came to get a blessing from Rav Shalom. Rav blessed him that Hashem is going to give him the Chochmah Bina Vadat to learn Lashon HaKodesh. You need to have a merit that Bore Olam is going to open your mind to have that ability. When Kalman Nachman, our friend, passed away, so Rav Shalom talked to him at Hebrew, at Lashon HaKodesh. He was talking to him. So I asked Rav Elchanan on that, just to clarify, to understand the halacha. So he said that from the moment that the person is dead, he's not working out of his hakara. Is that hakara? Awareness, consciousness. He's not longer speaking English. His neshama is talking Lashon HaKodesh immediately. It's only, this is what you learned. So now your brain is working in a certain way that you've been taught, but it's not you. It's your body. It's your physical prison. Everyone with his prison. It can be a person that is afraid from nonsense. It can be a person that is desire after nonsense. And it's his prison. And there is a person that it's hard for him to learn Lashon HaKodesh. And that difficulty, it's something that you need to do tshuva on. It's something that you should pray on. Please Hashem, give me the merit to be able to understand Lashon HaKodesh, that it's going to flow, that I'm going to understand it. My heart going to be open to accept it, to understand it, to realize the logic of Lashon HaKodesh, of Hebrew. If you're going to pray enough, you're going to have it. It's going to be simple for you. Yosef HaTzadik learned 70 languages in one night. And if you think that it cannot happen to you, so you should know that in this generation, Rav Berland told Rav Shalom that in one morning he woke up with all of the Torah in his palm of his hand. So you need to know that this is how that it's happening. Mimidbar matana. From the desert as a gift, as a free gift. In the moment that you're going to be so humble to know that you're like the desert, that you don't have nothing, that you're zero, that you're nothing, that you're a desert, that you're totally dry, then you're going to give the Torah as a free gift, matana. When you're going to be humble, and what it's midbar, medaber. Midbar, it's medaber. Desert means that you're talking. That you're talking. Because if you really know that you're zero, you're going to ask from the one that you know that he's one. From the one that you know that he can change something in this world. And you're not going to imagine that you are a reality. If you are a reality, you don't need to talk to no one. You can write a check. You can imagine that you can write a check. But the truth is that you cannot move your finger. This is why in the beginning of Shmona Esrei we're saying, Hashem, open my lips. Because I know that even to pray, I cannot do that without you. Without your permission, without your will. V'zeh, this is what it's written. V'zehu she'ne'emar, berit b'shabbat, covenant in Shabbos. Kemo she'katuv, like that it's written, berit olam, an eternal covenant, b'ni u'ven b'nei Israel, between me and between my sons, Am Israel, v'chulei. V'zeh, this is what it's written, im lo beriti yomam v'layla, without, if not, chas shalom, my covenant, night and day, day and night, chukot shamayim va'aretz lo samti. The rules of heaven and earth. How we called it yesterday that we talked about the galgalim?
Planets.
Ki chukot shamayim va'aretz, because the rules of heaven and earth, haino galgalim, means the planets, tluim babrit. They all depends in the covenant. Means in the level of kedusha of the man. Veda. And you should know. Shayisurim sheyesh la'adam badrachim. That the suffering that a person have in the ways. Hi besibat galgalei harakia. It's because of the planets of heaven. Ki en lecha davar milemata. Because you don't have nothing down here. Shein lo kochav milemala. That doesn't have a star above. Yesh kochavim. There are stars. Shehem. Megadlim mine asabim, that they are growing kinds of wheat. Be'ezu mekomot shehem meirim, in the areas that they are illuminating. Ve'yesh, for an example, you have trees that you can find them only in Australia. You cannot find them in Eretz Israel. There are kind of vegetables and fruits that you can find only in Africa, and you will never going to find them in China. There are things in China that you're never going to find them in another place. Why? Because there's certain stars that illuminate to those places, and they're growing those vegetables, fruits, those kinds of weeds.
Grasses.
Ve'yesh shehem, and there are the day, mechayvim, obligates, stars that are obligating, she'yeh derech b'nei adam, that people obligates, that people are going to have to walk b'mkomot she'em meirim, in the place that they're illuminating. Stars that connected to people. And the fact that those stars illuminating in those areas bring people to those places. V'yesh she'em mechayvim she'em midbar. And there are stars that obligates that it's going to be a desert. Hashem made it all. It's all. We're thinking that I want to go to this place, I don't want to go to... You don't control yourself at all. It's a desert over there, and you cannot go there because there is a certain star that Bor Olam put that is stopping you. You can want, you can pray, whatever. Hashem doesn't want people to walk in that place. V'yesh she'em mechayvim, and there are stars that obligates mechayvim, she'yehe yeshuv b'mkomot she'em meirim, that obligates that people are going to live in those places that are illuminating. ולפי ההתנוצצות הכוכבים על המקום, and according, corresponding to the sparks, to the brightness of the stars on that place, כן המקום מתנהג. So the place is behaving. There is a land that everyone are calm and relaxed in that place, and there is a place that everyone are rush and tense and afraid, and it all depends on the stars. וזהו בחינות and its aspects of what it's written, דרכי ציון אבלות, the paths of ציון are אבלות,
mourning,
מבלי באה מועד, without the people, because that the people are not coming to the holidays. Moed, it's the times. So there is no more celebrations because the ruined Beit HaMikdash, destroyed Beit HaMikdash, so people are not coming to celebrate anymore. So the paths are mourning. וזה בחינות, it's an, so Moed, the times, it's an aspect, it's the aspect of Galgalei HaRakia, the will of heaven, means the planets, שעל ידם נחשב הזמן, because of them we can calculate the time. So the time of the holidays been decided by Chachamim according to what do they see in the stars. So this is the time. So it all depends in the stars. The destruction of Beit HaMikdash and that people not going to come, it's all because of the times, means because of the stars. וזהו, and this is what it's written, דרך רשעים כאפלה, the path of wicked people is like darkness. Stars are not illuminating, so people becomes to be, there's no light, people becomes to be רשעים. שאין כוכבים ומזלות מאירין להם, that stars and
constellations
are not illuminating to them. ועל ידי זה נכשלים, and because of that, people are failing. So you see that you failed now. So why are you blaming yourself? Maybe there is a problem in the constellation. יש בעיות של קונסטלציה. What are you going to do? The star is not illuminating to your place. The stars are not illuminating to your place. What do you want from yourself? Why are you blaming yourself? This is all kfirah, that the person is blaming himself in what had happened to him in his life. It's the worst kfirah of them all. That the person blames himself in his problems. You're not the one to blame. You're not, it's not your fault. You haven't done nothing. You are a pure neshama that wants to do only good. You're just doing good. You just want to do good. And there is problems with the stars. They're not illuminating like they should. And you know who is doing tshuva on that? Hashem. He's saying that he's doing tshuva al shemi'atati et ha-levana, that he minimized the light of the moon. He's doing tshuva on that. He's confessing on that. He's doing tshuva. He's doing tshuva. We need to understand we're not exist. Sometimes it's maybe hard to hear, but it's the biggest gift of them all. Ba'olam he done it all. This is the reality. This what there is now, this is what the Hashem wants. You think that Hashem wants something else, you're all wrong. Hashem wants this. Hu amar vayehi, hu tziva vayamo. This is what that he wants. It's hard for you. You want to change something? So if you have that courage to argue with the Creator, you have a reason, you think that you understood something, so pray. So talk to him about it. Great, you have a problem with someone, with a neighbor, with a friend, with a governor, with money, with something. Go talk to the Creator that created the world to be exactly like that it is now. Aser etzoncha kirtzono. You have to force your will to be like the will of Hashem. That you're saying, kol man David rachmana letav avid. Whatever Hashem is doing, he's doing from a good reason. Accept that, it means that you have faith. You're not accepting it. You don't have faith. Trying to force Hashem. Like Korach, that he was doing it bodeduyot, and forcing Hashem itbarach, that Ribono shel Olam, that everyone going to believe me, that everyone going to walk after me, that I'm going to be the leader of the generation, that they were not going to listen to that liar that he's lying. Yeah? It's not it bodedut. You're forcing yourself on Hashem itbarach. Hashem hates those tefillot. Hashem feels that you have to run away. Rav Shalom today told me on a certain person that I know that mamash is bothering Rav. Rav told me, you know that feeling that when someone is talking to you, a certain kind of types of people, that when they're talking to you, you feel anger? You feel mamash, atzabim, anger? That you cannot stand?
told me he came and he's talking to me and talking and talking and digging my brain, talking and forcing himself on me. He said, it makes you angry. You feel anger. You want to... So Hashem is like that. Hashem is like that. Hashem cannot stand people that makes him crazy. This is why if you have someone that is crazy, that is bothering you, you don't need to be afraid of him at all. You should know that Hashem is on your side. If you have someone that is crazy, that is bothering you and threatening you and forcing himself on you, you have to understand that Hashem is not supporting him at all. No matter what he's going to say, Hashem going to punish you, Hashem going to do, Hashem is with me. No, it's all craziness. He's making Hashem angry. Hashem cannot stand him. Have to believe in ourselves. Have to believe that you are making Hashem happy. That you're trying to make Hashem happy. That you're causing huge satisfaction to Hashem with your limud, with your itbodeduyot, with your efforts to try to force yourself to serve Hashem itbarach, to learn more Torah, to be more kind and more sensitive, and that your effort in Avodat Hashem is important. You have to believe in those things. It's all by those wonderful stars. All happening because of the will of Hashem Yitbarach. V'akol taluy babrit. And it all depends in the covenant. Bevchinot, in aspects of imlo beriti, yomam v'layla, chukot shamayim v'aretz, lo santi. Means that if you are pulling yourself toward to the Kedusha, trying to guard your eyes, praying on it, and this is the most important subject, try to pray on it. If you're doing that, you're bringing light into the stars to illuminate on your life. You're pulling light. The covenant, im lo beriti yomam v'layla, chukot shamayim lo aretz, the stars depends in the covenant, in the brit. If you're holy, you're pulling light into your life. If you're closing your eyes from receiving the light of outside, the inside is opening to you. You can start, your eyes are being opened. V'tipakachna einei shneihem. Al shem ha-chokhma ne'emar. It's named on the wisdom. You receive wisdom. You can understand what Hashem wants from you. But if your eyes are wide open all of the time, you cannot understand Hashem because you cannot see Hashem. Because you're being misled by all of the details, by all of situations of this world. And you keep on forgetting Hashem. If you're closing your eyes, you can remember Hashem Yitbarach. You remember Hashem Yitbarach, and you can think about Hashem Yitbarach. V'titpalel chana al Hashem, you can pray on Hashem Yitbarach, that Hashem going to be happy, that Hashem going to have His satisfaction. בבחינות, in aspects of אם לא בריתי וכו'. וזהו, and this is what it's written, כל הדרכים בחזקת סכנה. All of the paths are in, how is it, חזקה? חזקת סכנה. Holds as dangerous. Are dangerous. בחינות, in aspect of what it's written, ההסכן הסכנתי, that Hasken iskanti. Look, Rabbeinu is bringing that horrible story that the donkey of Bilam, she was confessing on an intimate relationship that she had with Bilam Arasha, and actually by that, she caused the danger caused to him in the way. Why the angel came to kill him, the sakanat adrachim, the danger in the ways, because that he was so contaminated in the kedushat habrit, because that he was so defected in that issue, because of that he had that horrible risk of death in the way, in the drachim. Rabbeinu is teaching us. Haynu she'aderech means that the way depends talui b'shmirat habrit, in guarding your covenant, the kedusha. U'bishvil zeh, and this is why there is that obligation for a man, chayav adam lifkod et ishto, to be with his wife,
קודם שיצא לדרך, before that even go to the way, כדי שלא יהיה בבחינות, that he will not going to be in the aspect of what it's written, כי ישחית כל בשר את דרכו, that every flesh is corrupting his way, is ruining his way, his way, ישחית דרכו, ruin the way. היינו שעל ידי שמירת הברית, by guarding himself, in קדוש הסאבג'קטס, לא יהיה לו צער בדרך, he will not going to have no sorrow on the way. On that it's written that that kol mi sheyashpat besalo, everyone that have bread in his basket, is guard a lot more. Why? Because he is more relaxed, he know that he doesn't have a risk. This is why bachelors actually they cannot really work on subjects of kedusha. They can pray on it that when they're going to get married, they're going to have help from heaven. Of course, they're not allowed to break prohibitions of the Torah. Of course, they're not allowed to look at women and chas shalom to do things that are not modest, they're not allowed. But it's not Shmirat HaBrit. This is not to defect, it's not to ruin more. But to be holy, to be Kadosh, it doesn't mean to be Parush. The only one that were allowed to be Parush, to be totally separated from his wife, was Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rav Shalom Arush himself, he told us a few years ago that he asked a very old Temani rabbi about Prishut, and he told him, don't talk to me about it at all. It's not for our generation at all. Prishut. It's not. So Parush, it's not holy. So bachelors that don't have a wife, it doesn't cause Kedusha. It causes that they still haven't came to the time of being tested in that subject of Kedusha. But actually the test is when you have a relationship, is when you have a wife. Over there you need to be holy, because a holy person, he knows how to be in Kedusha, in the borders of Kedusha, and not to defect, and not to ruin, and not to spoil. So the main thing for bachelors is to pray that they're going to have help from heaven, Siyata Dishmaya, that when they're going to come to the time of test to get married soon, Bezrat Hashem, this year Bezrat Hashem, they're going to have that ability to deal with it and to watch themselves and to be holy. But all subjects of Kedusha, it's mamash talking on married people. Maybe we need to think about a way to create a certain class. You can I thought about it, that what that Rav Mordechai Naim said about the Kolel Hora'ah that wants to teach here, it's a huge, very important opportunity for all of you, and I really recommend and suggest you to do that, to learn that subject. For sure it's going to help your private life, for sure it's going to help your private life. Can ask, there is a sign, they put something. So first of all, it's going to help your private life, no doubt about it. It's very, very important. A lot of halachic issues are going to be solved in your life with no sorrow, with no frustrations, and you're going to be saved and protected from a lot of risks. Rav Aaron Stern from Bnei Brak, he told me that there is a family in Bnei Brak of a rabbi, that the Rebbetzin, they have more than 10 kids, I think that he said 9 or 10 kids, that she, the Rebbetzin, the Rabbanit, all of her life, she wasn't counting the days right, and she was counting 7 days instead of 8, and all of her sons, all of her kids are all Bnei Nida. And it's a Rebbetzin, it's a Rabbanit. She wasn't counting right, she wasn't learning that halakha right, and she thought that she understood that halakha. 10 families. 10 families, all B'nai Nida. And suddenly it woke up, suddenly she asked a question or something and she revealed her lack of knowledge. And this is it. So it's very important, first of all, for that. For your own good, it's very good. Second of all, is that, Rabbi Yisai, I need your help. I need your help. I need you all to be able to talk to people, and that we're going to have something in our hands to offer, to suggest to people. And it's going to open for us a very wide opening to connect with people, to say that we can teach, that we're guiding, and also that we have that book, Beriti Shalom, and the book, Gan HaShalom, Garden of Peace, and Women Wisdoms, that we have something to offer as madrichim, guides, to give a lot more than other guides outside. If you're going to hear, and I'm sure that you hear a little bit of the nonsense that people outside are talking when they're teaching, it's craziness. Rav Tzvi told me that before that he got married, he went to a certain guy like that, Madrich HaTanim, and he told him a few things. That Tzvi told him, listen, this is where we finished our learning together, thank you very much, bye, I have to save my life. Cannot hear, he couldn't hear all of what that person had to tell him. Crazy, bad things, horrible things, that would Chas Shalom contaminate the house instead of purifying the house. And those lackings are very, very horrible. And we, b'makom she'en ish, in a place that there is no person, no man to stand in that place, you have to be that man. What can we do? Hashem is forcing us. It's not our will. Rabbeinu said that a person has to stay away from hitmanut, from jobs, from having a job. I say hitmanut. Appointment.
Traineeship.
Position.
But if there is no one that's going to be there instead of you, and the one that's going to do that because he wants money or honor, going to make horrible damages, so you have to be so kind to save Am Yisrael from mistakes. And we have a lot to give, all of us, the smallest one, someone that was here in this class one time, two times, you already can teach one class like that. Really, one class like that is revealing so much about Judaism, about the right way of looking at things. All in the eyes of faith, all in the eyes of patience, of love, taking one thing after the other. We have to use that. Rav Elchanan, to call him a genius, it's mamash to dishonor him. He's huge. He said, I got a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I don't forget nothing that I'm learning. Today I asked him a lucky question, opening books like that. I told me, bring me that book from the library. I told him, Arav, you should thank Hashem that I found a way to the Kol Elorah. You tell me to go to the library to take a book out. And to thank Hashem that I found a way to the Kol Elorah. Who are we? We don't know nothing. And we have such genius people that can help us, that can support us, that can teach us. Huge wisdoms, huge, right, sechel. I really recommend each and every one of you to take that, to try to do that, to learn that. Good luck. Thank you.
Very, very much.